Hello, my name is Ken McIntosh. I'm the presiding officer here at the Scottish Parliament in Holyrood, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a very special guest, President Andretta, who is the president of the State Assembly of Lower Saxony. Can I just ask you to introduce yourself and perhaps tell us a little bit about Lower Saxony and why you're here?
Thank you very much, Ken. As you mentioned, I come from Lower Saxony, which is one of the 16 states that make up the Federal Republic of Germany. Of course, you know that Lower Saxony is located in the north, and it's Germany's second largest state in terms of area. Lower Saxony has a lot to offer, not only regarding culture, scenery, and tradition. It has proved itself as a successful location for science, industry, and commerce. Europe's largest automaker, the Volkswagen AG, is located in Lower Saxony. And I want to mention that Lower Saxony has close ties with Scotland. One of our former First Minister, David McAllister, he is a Scot. And we have a lot of Scottish families still living in Lower Saxony because many units of the British Germany forces were based in Lower Saxony. And you will be surprised, but we have Highland Games in Lower Saxony every year, small city close to Hannover, and be sure the Lower Saxons love it.
I have to say, I was delighted to hear not just of the Scottish connections and the fact that you've got somebody with a Scottish name in charge in Lower Saxony at one point. I was also intrigued to hear that you own 25% of Volkswagen. I think there'll be many MSPs in the Scottish Parliament very jealous of that. And clearly, you're located in North Germany with a coastline, with islands, very similar really here to Scotland. And I'm very conscious that as a Parliament, we are, although the country has a long established democracy, the Scottish Parliament's only 20 years old, and we looked to Lower Saxony as an example of the kind of institution we wanted to establish, the kind of parliamentary processes, the voting system, and in particular, we actually copied your petition system, because Germany and Lower Saxony have got very good examples of the public being able to directly petition their parliamentarians. So you've been here, you've only had 2 days, so it's not long, but you had a chance perhaps to look at our petition system. So do you see the similarities? Do you think there's more we can learn? Do you think there's more exchange of information, ideas that we could pursue?
Definitely, that will be the case. I must say that I really was surprised that how well placed the Scottish Parliament is to deal with its policy responsibilities. To us, it delivers the vision of an open, participative, accountable parliament, well regarded by the people of Scotland. And so, for us, it was very interesting to discuss your report on the Scottish Parliament, which you published recently. A lot of recommendations made by the Commission sounds attractive to us too. And so, when we will return tomorrow to Lower Saxony again, we will have a lot of wonderful ideas and impressions we will discuss with our parliamentarians. And so I can say it was a short visit, but we have so interesting meetings. We learned so much, and we are grateful to have the opportunity to share knowledge and to exchange experience. And we really would be honored if we have the chance to continue this exchange of experience, and that you will come and be our guest in our parliament would be wonderful for us. Well,
thank you very much. Thank you very much, President Andretta. And I'm very conscious that at a time when, well, we're talking now when the future of Brexit is still yet to be mapped out, but clearly the relationship between our two countries, between the UK and Germany, and between Scotland and Lower Saxony, is going to continue to be an important one no matter what. So I think it is very important that we find ways to exchange ideas, to deal with the same problems that we have, which is how to restore trust. We were talking about this, restore trust in politics and politicians, to make sure that people have access to decisions affecting their lives. And I just want to leave you on one final note that perhaps people here might be surprised to hear, because First Minister's Questions in our Parliament is not always regarded as the highlight, although it is one of the most important events. It's not always regarded as the best example of behaviour in the Scottish Parliament. But you actually found it quite impressive.
Yes, we really are impressed to watch how respectfully the parliamentarians interact. And they listen to each other. So I'm sure that we will suggest to have this too in our parliament, the question of the First Minister. But let me add the aspect. I'm sure that our parliaments will have to react to challenges in the future, whether it will be very interesting to see how we react to it. Maybe let me mention the changing of society regarding the diversity. Diversity is increasing, or new inequalities can be seen in Europe. We have to respond to this development, or the digital revolution, which affects everyone's lives, and we. Parliament, we have to find answers to relate, because we realize in Germany that many people are worried about the ability and willingness of politicians to address the challenges. People lose trust in political institutions and parliaments, and that's we have to care for our democracy. So, and we share the same values. And therefore, for us, it's so important to deepen this contact we have with you, with your Scottish Parliament. And let me say, the people in Lower Saxony, they are really are sad that pretty that you are leaving our European house. And so for us, it's a matter of our heart to stay in contact, and special for the young people. And so we look forward to the visit of the University of Edinburgh in 1 hour, because we know there are a lot of connections between the universities of Lower Saxony and of Scotland. They form an alliance to deepen this. Also in our schools, in the Erasmus program. And so we all have the deep hope that no matter what's going to happen with the Brexit, but we will still stay friends.
Very good. And that's a lovely note, because we have so much in common, and I don't think either of us have all the answers, but we can learn. And we certainly face similar challenges. One challenge that I face is that my German is nothing like as good as your brilliant English. But can I try and say, ich danke Ihnen, thank you very much. And as we say in Scotland, haste you back, come back to Scotland again. Thank you.
We will do, but first we want to welcome you in our parliament in Hanover.
Thank you very much.